Hello and a warm welcome to another exciting episode of our podcast series, Crafting Your Writing Career, Paths and Possibilities, brought to you by the LearnerMe team. I am Mahua, your host, and today we are thrilled to dive into an enchanting world of animation with the master storyteller whose work has captivated children across India. His impressive portfolio includes writing for iconic shows such as Chota Bheem, New Adventures of Bal Hanuman, Chimpu or Shimpu, and Bunty or Billy. Vivek's storytelling prowess extends beyond borders, having worked on projects from Disney India, Hungama TV, and even a German production. So without any further ado, let's welcome Mr. Vivek Shukla to the podcast.
So first, thank you, Vivek ji, for giving us your valuable time.
I'm very excited to talk about the field which I'm working because that is my passion.
So as I told you, Vivek ji, what we are trying to do here is presenting to aspiring writers what are the possibilities in the writing field of work. And we are talking to both corporate sectors as well as unorganized sectors. And with that context, what I would like to understand is how is screenwriting specifically for kids' entertainment different from writing for adults?
First, we have to understand the difference between writing style. When I'm talking about writing for kids in India, you won't find many live action or shows or series. Probably there are a few. I don't remember any particular film or series, especially nowadays, that I would recommend, like, wow, in live action, that we must see that film. Mostly kids watch VFX based superheroes, maybe Crash or whatever, because there we are showing fantasy world and magic and science fiction and everything. In the 80s and 90s, Doordarshan used to have those kind of shows which could relate Swami of Malgudi days. Okay. And there were many other shows which were for kids. So why I'm talking about live action segment and the animation to make you understand and the user understand that first we have to understand the pattern. Why? Because nowadays we are not working on writing for live action for kids. So what is left for kids? Animation only. Okay. So now when we are talking about animation writing for kids, again, two sector. One is mature animation, second is kids animation. Mature animation, still India is not ready with any particular content which is local content which is there in the market or very popular. There is a big dearth for local content for mature animation, and the audience group of 13 above or 14 above, they are watching anime shows, not any Indian animation. But below the age group of 14, 13, or 12, or 10, they are watching, what Cartoon Network or other shows are showing, or Disney or whatever. So now we have to understand what we are going to write for those particular age group. So writing for kids, live action is different, which we parked it because it is not happening currently. And writing for animation for mature, we parked it because it's not happening currently. So only left for writing for animation for kids. Now we will talk about that. We have to understand the difference in writing style between live action and animation. There is a huge gap. Why? Because here comes the technical part. In live action, I can write in a room, three, four people are sitting and they are shouting to each other, and this guy say this, then this guy say this, that's it. I mean, not elaborating, because the live action director will decide, positioning of the camera and the technical part. But in animation writing, there is a twist. The writer itself is almost, I would say, a director, because he is visualizing that in a room, the particular boy will stand there, the other will stand there, and he will say and he will walk and do. Why? Because whatever he will write, the writer will write, the show director will maybe change few things, but not everything, because then he has to write everything again. Okay, so the writer's job is almost a director's job in animation writing. So you have to be very particular about visualizing. Why? Because whatever you are going to write is going to be on screen almost 70 to 80% frame by frame, shot by shot, shot division by shot division, because the storyboard artist, he will follow what is written there. He will sit with the director, creative director, and sort down the shot divisions, and then we'll start making it. So that is why live action and animation differentiates. You know, there is a difference between them. Now coming back, when someone wants to write for kids, so my advice is the person has to watch a lot of content in animation. I'm sure they must be doing, whoever wants to be a writer, but they have to understand the production point of view, because these are aspects which the writer has to follow in his writing, because he can't write anything just like that. He has to follow those skills in his writing. So that is, there are a lot of technical terms. Now comes, like, I have passion for writing. I have creativity in me. But you need to understand the technicality as well. So that's how one can jump into writing for animation for kids. Again, the second point is, like, okay, I am creative. I know how to write an animation script. But my creativity has to connect with the audience. So here comes the second point. That is, you have to write from a kid's point of view. Okay, so you have to understand the psychology of a kid. What he loves, what he doesn't like, and what kind of jokes he likes. You know, many times happens, like, we create animation shows where protagonist boy, the hero, he's very good boy, very like an idol, you know, he is the best boy. Now, you will hardly find a boy who is exactly like that. So the kids, they will say, like, you know, यार ये तो ऐसा तो कोई होता नहीं है, मुझे ये पसंद नहीं आ रहा है. Like, he has to crack those jokes which I crack in my childhood. Or if I'm a kid or I'm a child, I'm a young audience, and I'm talking about the games which we play, like Raja Rani Chor, whatever, on books, or cross and puzzles, or maybe hide and seek, whatever. So we have to include those terms to relate the audience. Otherwise, it is not going to work. So that is my main concern about writing for kids, that you have to be a kid. You have to be a child, and you have to think from that. You have to understand the language. You have to re-remember all those times when, as a child, we used to think, and which we now think are also stupid. But no, that is what we have to get back.
So basically, just go down to the level of a child, try to understand what they like, what they dislike, and yes, infuse that kind of storyline in your stories.
Yes.
Now, Vivekji, here, one is passion for writing, and another part is opportunities. How many opportunities are available? Because if I have to pursue a career, I need to be able to earn money out of it.
Yes. So
what do you think? What is the career potential for somebody who wants to come into this field? Because probably they are very, very passionate about writing. Plus, they love the kids' world.
Yes. So as I said, and as you told me also, that the industry is just developing. It's a budding industry. So there are a lot of opportunities, you know, for newcomers, for new writers. They can get worked on nowadays, you know, YouTube animation shows for horror or whatever shows are coming out there. And also the OTTs and broadcasters and everything. But the thing is that the pay scale is very low in writing on YouTube and other small OTTs, because it's like you're just pumping the content on YouTube and then it starts growing, and they don't have big sponsor for the show like the broadcaster do. So that is the difference. So someone is thinking that I'm going to jump and getting the broadcaster work, that I am not saying it's impossible, because I started with the broadcaster work. But nowadays, everyone is getting into the work, so they will get the work, definitely. But the pay scale, they have to manage, they have to start from somewhere, which I think YouTube is there for you. Or other OTTs are there. And also nowadays, comic books are again getting back on digital comic book, motion comic books, and game developing sites are there. They are looking for game designers. Like, there are courses for game designing, but still, you know, someone could give them the idea to have to write for all these things. So there are opportunities, but in the beginning, you have to start with small scale in terms of payment.
It will take some time to get your footing, is what I'm hearing here.
Yes.
Okay. So start small and maybe try your hands with screenwriting for smaller entities, and slowly you can pave your way for broadcasters, maybe, where yes. The pay scale will be up to a satisfying level.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So you also gave, in a way, how to get an entry, right? Yeah.
Yes.
The industry, because it's not very straightforward and it's not easy to get into this yes. industry.
Yeah, because it is not organized.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Vivekji, if I have to write a script, you already gave a lot of pointers how you have to think about it when you were giving an overview. So, specifically when you are looking at a script, how do you define this is a good strip versus this is an average one?
That is, in one line, I would say that if the writing or the writer is able to surprise me, that is the key for any kind of writing, not only for kids, for adults also. I need surprise, because surprise means like, okay, I don't know what is going to be happen next. Oh, something happens, home. I and as a human mind, human psychology, I won't understand, and I won't be able to think beyond that. So that is how the writer has to be very particular about how he is going to surprise the audience. It's like a magic, and you have to be the magician. If, for example, if I know a joke and you are going to crack the joke, I won't laugh. Okay, why? Because the emotion behind a joke, I had already, so it won't trigger me again. So it's all about psychology. So you have to understand the psychology, and the first thing, as I said, that you should know how to surprise someone.
I feel somehow writing for kids is very difficult compared to writing for adults.
Exactly.
Because I don't know how to think like a kid that way.
Exactly.
So, is there a training around it?
There is no course in India. I developed a few workshops regarding that. And I teach how we can create particular kind of storytelling where we will be able to think from a kid's point of view, because you have to be crazy when you are thinking about kids, or from a kid's point of view or child point of view. So as you asked, like, yeah, there is no training, because this is not in our organized sector. But yes, in Canada or in USA or European countries, there are animation writing courses available, but not in India or even in UAE or, you know, near about those regions. There are nothing related to animation or for kids writing course or training.
How did you begin on this path? And okay. How did you learn the tricks of the trade, I would say?
So, I am very fond of world cinema.
Okay.
And in my childhood, in my teenage, I used to watch, you know, all those festival films they used to broadcast on DD, Doordarshan. And I remember I was very excited to see beautiful kids, beautiful films about child or for children. So those films made me feel, you know, wow, I could relate. Okay, so I had always this question in my mind, why we are not having such kind of films in India? And so that's how I started getting into imagination and all these things. I have a background of theater. So I got into theater writing, the direction. And when my friends, they got opportunity to write for those days, Saas Bahu Rama. And I could not connect at all. I never tried. And luckily, I got a chance somehow in 2006 to write for an animation script. And that's how it started. So somehow your subconscious connects with your destiny also, I would say.
That's interesting. So you like cinema created for children and you wanted to do that kind of work. And so here you got an opportunity.
Yes.
Okay. You said you have been in theater also. So how would you differentiate writing for theater versus writing for adults versus writing for screenwriting for kids now, if we have to bring in all three together?
See, again, it's a technical difference between them. On theater also, we need a good screenplay. This is my thinking, that theater plays a bridge between live action and animation, because you have to write so many things detailing about the scene for theater, and also same time the director is there who will decide the movements, and the movements are going to be very precisely very correct, because that's how you have to face the, you know, audience. But the most important thing, you have to understand in theater as an actor to take the light, because there are lights above and you have to understand, like, I have to take the light. Okay. So it will show my face properly. So these are things, you know, it helps the writer. Like, you know, I won't add those kind of lines or a script, a screenplay, you know, someone is jumping here or there, which is maybe possible, but maybe because of the lighting, it is not possible. So the main difference, I would say, is just the screenplay and the language, like what kind of language we are using for theater and for live action movies or for animation.
But because you come from that background, you said you understood maybe the production aspect through theater, and that is what you are able to bring in into your screen, right?
Yes.
So when you are writing for animation, you also have to think about the light source, whether it's a long shot, close shot and all that.
Yes, we do. Yes. Because when I'm saying long shot, it means there are a lot of other things which I want to show. So whatever I'm writing in a shot, it has to be connected with the story or the actions. For example, sometimes we write camera zooms to him, to the boy who is shouting, and zoom inside his mouth and it's totally dark. So, and then cut to camera pulls back from from darkness, and we see someone is going there from darkness to here. So it connects, and it's transitions which we use as a technical part.
So an understanding of camera angle is also very, very important.
It helps.
Yeah. And if you have to look at your journey so far, so what do you think have been your key learnings in the process?
Key learning is everything, whatever I'm talking, the difference between live action and animation. That is the basic key learning which I learned. But it helps, like, to give the detailing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that is the basic thing. And again, psychology, as I said, the psychology of understanding a kid or psychology to understand of an adult man. Mm-hmm. And his backstory, like why he is doing this thing in particular scene, you know, something is happening or something happened before that. That is why all these things connect together. And earlier it was very hard to imagine, like, someone is coming and started shouting. No, but there's some reason behind that. So to understand those reasons, we have to understand the psychology. So the takeout is this: you have to understand the human psychology. That is the key factor.
Okay. And what kind of challenges do you think one may face in this kind of work?
The biggest challenge is no work. If there is no work, that is the biggest challenge to create work. If you're writing for someone else, and if it is not paying you, then maybe you are an intern, you are learning the skill, or maybe you are not an intern, but someone asking you to just write a sample. So then comes a struggle, like, okay, I'm writing the sample, I hope it will work and I will get the work. So the challenges are obviously related to the work and pay scale. So financial security is a challenge which is always was there and it is still there.
If someone is trying to come into this, till they reach a point where they are known in the industry and they don't have to worry about getting work, so is it possible that you do some other works simultaneously so that you are able to meet your financial needs, plus you are able to try to get an entry into the industry?
Yeah, that is the privilege we have. Like, we can write in the night and do other works in the day. So that is the biggest, you know, plus point for the writers.
If you're talking about the whole script writing experience, is it a solo journey in terms of you are writing alone the entire script for an animation series, or is it that you work with a team of writers?
So earlier I started as a solo, but now I started my own studio. So we are into animation. We started, you know, creating animation, and I have also team of writers with me whom I, you know, trained into animation writing with me. And now, you know, they are well trained enough to write animation easily.
So it means for one series, there are multiple people writing the content.
Yes.
Like when you are dealing with episodes for a content for a particular series, the main overarching scenario or the theme remains the same.
Yes.
But how do you ensure people who are writing different episodes, mm-hmm, are kind of aligning with that same theme?
Okay, there is some technology. Before writing him, you must have seen, for example, Chota Bhim. You must have seen there are fixed characters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a fix, not exactly fix, but a major part of the show will be happening in particular place, the location. So, and the theme, the style. So these all aspects, like how the character will talk, his mentality and his goal and the entire show's goal, like what kind of stories are going to be there, for example. So that, this is the blueprint we call pitch Bible. So the Bible will have all those details.
Okay.
And yes, and every writer has to follow all those details, detailing in his writing for episodes. So once the Bible is ready, then we start working on log lines, small synopsis for a particular episode. Okay, so we check it and we distribute with the writers. Okay, and then comes, once the log line is locked, then comes the outline of the particular log line, like scene by scene, how it is going to flow. And once the outline is locked, then comes the screenplay with dialogue. That is the first draft of the script.
There is a lead writer who is working on the Bible and these logs, line and all. And then once the writers are done, then the lead writer will review.
Yes.
Okay. So similarly, if I compare it with our e-learning, the course creation process, we kind of follow a similar thing. You have a lead designer and okay.
Yes.
How do you handle feedback? Because I believe when you are sharing something with the studio will have their own feedback, right? Even the
They do. So that is why the process we follow: log line, outline, and script. So, you know, step by step, it's like a structure we are creating. So if they like the log line, they lock it. Okay, we liked it, or maybe just change this particular part. So the feedback comes, you know, step by step, and we just work on the particular lines. So mostly what happens that once we lock the outline, and once when we start writing for script with screenplay and dialogue, 70% of the work is already done. Just few, maybe some actions, gags, or the dialogue or the punch, we have to rewrite or, you know, change accordingly.
Okay. So quite a detailed process there.
Yes, it is. It is.
And how do you deal with pacing? Because animation, if you go slow or too fast, both will not work. Right?
So we have to write from audience point of view. You have to become an audience for whomever you're writing. Maybe I'm writing for a 5 years old. So I have to think from a 5 years old. That is it too fast or too slow or perfect. You have to taste it. It's like you're cooking something and you have to taste the salt is perfect or not. Is it too spicy? You know? So that is the only way we can do that.
And one last thing is about merchandising in case of kids. Animation, when you are creating, there is a lot of possibility of merchandise getting developed. So do you do anything about it when you are thinking about the script? Like this is possible.
Yes. So when we create the Bible, we have to make sure that the merchandising points should be there. Okay. Because that is the way the commercial part comes in writing. We have to think about new gadgets or new things, or, you know, games or whatever, which can be used as a merchandise product.
So you kind of start with the thinking that this particular character is going to be popular, and then let me see which all products can be developed out of this
character. And also we give props which can be used as, you know, maybe a watch or maybe a bag, which is very unique. So these kind of things which we write.
So this in a way is again another possibility of revenue generation for the developer.
It's not another, it's a biggest. I remember I was writing one show for a Vietnam-based studio production house. And basically, they were not animation studio production house. They had a manufacturing company of dolls, of particular, few characters they have developed. So what they did, they wanted to sell it. They wanted to make it popularized. So they asked me to write scripts regarding those characters, the products. It's like in an advertisement, but
Okay, so that is another form of writing that you can get involved with.
Yes.
Maybe writing for advertisements for children.
Yes.
And also interesting point, you mentioned we are Vietnam-based organization. So you can need not restrict yourself to India. You can look outside.
Yes, and the best part in writing for animation is that you become, you know, international writer.
This is the last question for today.
So, Vivekji, any piece of advice that you would like to give to aspiring writers or people who are already writing?
So, any kind of writing, if I would say, the only thing which I love about is, as I said, surprise. And to, you know, surprise someone, you have to be a magician. And every magician is a crazy guy. You have to be crazy because you are playing with minds. You are a mentalist. So that is the only thing which I can give as an advice, that you have to be, you know, you have to get inside a mind of a someone, of a person. No matter age or gender or anything, you should know how to get inside the mind. And to do so, you have to read a lot. You have to see what is happening. For example, if I'm reading something, someone else's work, what emotions I'm getting through it? Am I laughing on the joke? Am I scared by the thriller which he has written? So that's how I understand, because every writer, he has to write and think, is it nice? Like, is it, you know, creating some kind of emotion inside me or not? If it is not, if it is not connecting, then it is advisable that, you know, you have to read more and you have to understand, like, how to get inside a mind of your audience.
So, Vivekji, it was lovely talking to you, and thank you so much for sharing so many insights. And
thank you. All the best. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
As we wrap up today's episode, I sincerely hope that you have found this conversation both valuable and enlightening. Your feedback and comments are greatly appreciated, so please feel free to share your thoughts. If you have enjoyed this discussion, don't forget to hit the like button and do share it with friends, colleagues, or anyone you believe could benefit from our conversation. Moreover, consider subscribing to our channel to receive notifications of upcoming discussions as soon as they are released. Your subscription ensures that you won't miss out on our future content. Thank you once again for tuning in. Wishing you a wonderful day ahead.